2020 has had unforeseen changes, both at home here in the USA and around the globe. What are some of the changes you might have experienced, and how have you moved through them? Clutch onto your seats as we explore joy, tragedy, and survival in this episode of Real Girlfriends Across America.
Clutch by Real Girlfriends Across America.
Hey, wait a minute. I don't know how to describe myself.
We got
to
give these ladies a makeover.
Funny for them to feel like you're always getting on the show.
I'm like, oh, wow, that's really good to know.
A lot of women experience some of them. Clutch has, like, a lot of different kind of interests. Good evening. I'm Kareem McCabe, also known as Kay, and I am hosting the call tonight for Real Girlfriends Across America. We are a company that has a foundation and mission to build lifelong friendships with women across the globe. We will be bringing you hot topics each night, and we are always on the lookout for new topics. Follow us on Facebook at Real Girlfriends Across America and head to our website, realgirlfriends.org. Now, tonight I have on the call with me a host of girlfriends. Say hi, ladies.
Hi.
How is everyone doing tonight?
Great, my queen.
Good.
Awesome. So we're going to go through, let's see, Corinne is on the line, Tawanda's on the line, and we'd like to introduce some new callers. Let's see, 267.
It's
703.
Hi, it's Alexa. How are you ladies doing tonight?
Wonderful. And 480.
That's Phoenix. Me.
Hi, Phoenix.
Hi.
All right. So our topic today is trudging through a pandemic in 2020. Now, as we all know, this year has started out pretty bad from the get-go. We nearly had a world war. There were murder hornets, human-sized bats. There's been, as we all know, a worldwide pandemic. There was even an additional outbreak of the bubonic plague, and there have been several tragic deaths of beloved icons. And I don't know about you guys, but this year seems to me, at least, to be the most unlucky year that most of us have ever experienced. So tonight we're going to take the time to process some of this tragedy and work our way through to seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. Our first question tonight is going to unpack what each of us has gone through individually and our own story and experience for this year. So I'm going to start with Corinne. What has 2020 been like for you so far, and what was the worst thing that happened for you?
I guess it's been definitely interesting. I had to change a few things, not too much in regards to what I did every day, because I was already working from home. I guess the worst thing that happened indirectly to me is someone else lost their job, so they needed to sell the home that I was in, so I had to move abruptly. So I guess that would be the worst thing, but, I mean, there is worse things that could happen, right? So, I mean, if that's the worst thing, then, you know, it could be worse things.
So were you able to come out the other side and survive it? How are you doing now?
I'm alive. We're on the phone. I guess I'm all right.
Good, good. What coping skill did you use to get through it?
You know, I was going to say my favorite friend, Baca. No, I think just being optimistic.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So we're going to check in with the other ladies. Tawanda, what about you? Like, what was the worst thing that happened for you so far this year? And how did you, have you come out the other side? What were your coping skills? How did it go?
Great question. The worst thing that happened for me is COVID-19.
when I was in Atlanta and I heard about this virus and it was potentially deadly, I just ignored it. Like, you know what? They're always coming out with something. I'm a little bit of a conspiracy theorist. And when they shut the schools down in Atlanta, I said, oh, shit, this must be serious. And then the cases went from 300 in Atlanta to like 3,000. And I said, oh, and I'm getting the hell out of Atlanta. And then I came to my hometown, which is in South Carolina, where I was hiding away because at that time it was 30 cases. I'm like, ooh, I'm lucky. And after about 2 weeks, when it wasn't over, then I went through like this mental thing like, oh, my gosh, is the world coming to an end? What's going on? Because it was crazy to me. And then I said, oh, my life is over. Oh, my businesses are going to be all ruined. Oh, everybody's going to die. Like, I just started having all these crazy thoughts. And I tell people that I lost a little bit of time because normally I'm really optimistic and looking at the brighter side. But for a few hours, I kind of fell all the way back. And then I finally got things into composure. And then I said, you know what? When life gives us lemons, we make lemonade. We make lemonade factories. We make lemonade, whatever. So then I just started bouncing back, networking, talking to different people, talking to other positive people, staying encouraged, staying inspired, and so on and so forth. And I've been doing that ever since. And I was a little disappointed that I thought when it got hot, it would disappear, and it didn't. And I just had to kind of redo it again, like, okay. And one thing, you know, life is about change, and I'm definitely used to change. Sometimes it's not so much at once. So I've had to endure a lot of change. I've had to make a lot of different changes with plans, but it's okay because that's what life is about. And we know what doesn't kill us makes us stronger. And there are a lot of people, unfortunately, that has passed away due to COVID and due to other things, and probably people that's passed away and they blamed it on COVID. So I'm thankful to still be here, and I'm just looking forward to the future. I'm looking forward to closing this year out. Whether the pandemic leaves or not, it's still the new normal, and I'm embracing it.
Right. And what would you say was your biggest coping skill that you used to, like, get yourself out of the slump?
The biggest coping skill I would say that I use is a lot of prayer. For anyone that really knows me, I pray all day long, and just really praying and asking God for guidance, asking God for direction, asking God to keep me, asking God to give me wisdom, because it's so much uncertainty. And, of course, I plug into good associations, I plug into working and so on and so forth, but the most important source is my faith in my prayer life, because that is what keeps me sane, that's what keeps me going. So that is what I leaned on and depend on the most.
Definitely. Okay, we're going to go to Alexis. What was the worst thing that has happened to you in 2020 so far? And have you come out the other side? Is Alexis there? Okay, we're going to go to Phoenix.
I'm sorry. I had myself on mute. I didn't realize it. The worst thing that has happened this year is probably COVID.
So how have you used, like, what coping skills have you used to sort of get yourself through this slump, like, while we're all going through this?
My coping skills is I'm still in school, so I still have things to answer to. So when you kind of have deadlines to meet for school and stuff like that, you kind of have to focus on that. So it helps having something else to do to take your mind off things.
Awesome, awesome. Phoenix, what about you?
Oh, okay. Well, let me just say, before COVID-19, or before COVID even happened, sorry, my voice is a little out of distraught right now from my crazy kids. But I was already going through it before COVID hit, so I think COVID was just the cherry on top for me. Before COVID-19, before the whole coronavirus happened, my kids and I actually were really sick right before the corona, the name came out. And I really feel like during that time, was probably the worst part for me and my kids, because we had no idea what was going on with our bodies. You know, the doctors couldn't tell us at the time. So my kids and I were sitting at home for weeks, just sitting in my bed sick. And thank God we overcome it. And that's weeks later, that's when the whole coronavirus thing came out, you know, and it got worse, of course. And I think for me, the biggest challenge right now are the schools, because I am a single mother with four kids. I am in the middle of going through a divorce during this whole process. I didn't have a job when I first started, I had a job, but then I lost it. And thankfully, God came in hand and handed me an amazing job to be able to stick through as a single mother with my four children. But right now, during that process, I think the hardest challenge right now is the school and how they have the system set up for this. They've known this for months ahead of time before school started again. And I don't think they were really prepared on how this was going to affect our children doing all this online. Not saying that it's a bad thing, but they don't even know what they're doing on their end. So the lessons are very hard. And I'm not here throughout the entire day. You know, so I can't really see what's going on with my children's work unless I'm getting the confirmation from their teachers or their babysitter. So I think right now that is the biggest challenge for me. But as I'm going through this and as I'm growing from this situation, I just, you know, to overcome it, I pray. I pray hard and I pray long. I'm a very spiritual woman. And don't get me wrong, these past few years, as soon as I start finding myself, this whole coronavirus came out. But I'm not done finding myself, and I'm not done living. So I'm not going to allow this to affect me in a way where it's going to stop my life from living. Because what does that show our children? It shows us that we give up. And we shouldn't give up because God is the only one that can take our life away. So what we have to do, what I do is, like I said, I pray. And I'm also an artist, so I write music and I sit in the studio and I let it all out on the mic. So those are some of the ways, but I don't think I've had like anything too dramatic. You know, everybody is going through it at this time. But you know, yeah. So before, like I said, before this even happened, I was already going through it with the divorce and being sick with my children. And at the end of the day, I'm still here. I'm still alive. I feel blessed. And every day I wake up, it's a blessing. So I don't look at this as a bad situation. There's something that's going to come out of this, but it's up to you to make that decision for something good to come out of it. You know what I mean?
Right. It's interesting that you should say that it's up to us to make that decision for something good to come out of it, because so much in our life is based on what we tell ourselves, right? Like if we tell ourselves this is the worst year ever, I mean, it might just be the worst year ever, but if we tell ourselves that, we make it more difficult to survive some of the things that are happening.
Exactly. If you are feeding that into the universe, then that's what you're going to receive. You're going to receive nothing but bad energy because you are creating that bad energy around yourself. Why do that to yourself? Why do that to yourself? Encourage yourself. Wake up in the morning, look at yourself in the mirror, and tell your ass that you're going to make it. I am a damn queen, and I'm going to make it, and I'm going to allow God to take control of my life today, and he's going to bless me with the things that I need, and with the things that I don't need, he will sacrifice. You know what I mean? You have to make sacrifices, but you got to create that goodness from yourself. It's not going to come to you. You got to create it.
Right. And on that awesome note, we are going to take a break.
Okay.
Clutch on to your drinks. Real Girlfriends Across America is on Patreon. Please follow us at patreon.com/Real Girlfriends Across America. We strive to bring good content and we appreciate every show of support. Your donation could make a world of difference. Thank you for listening and all that you do.
clutch onto your drinks while we listen to today's trending news story.
Twitter has confirmed that the most liked tweet ever goes to the tweet confirming Chadwick Boseman's untimely death at 43. As of today, the tweet stands at 7.5 million likes. As Twitter describes it, a tribute fit for a king. Real Girlfriends Across America stands with everyone who mourns this tragic loss of talent.
All right, we are back from our break, and now I just want to brainstorm with you guys. Like, there are some people right now who are going through it. There are people that have maybe lost their homes due to loss of work. There are people that have businesses that are now out of business, and, you know, they might say, look, telling me to think positive is not going to help me. So, like, what type of encouragement or ideas can we sort of brainstorm to send positive energy to these people who are in some serious need right now? Corinne, you want to go first?
So, I'm sorry, what was the question? You said what kind of
positive energy and encouragement can we, like, put out there for these individuals who are really suffering?
Just to, I guess, let them know that today is today. Tomorrow, there's so much more positivity, there's so much more things that you can accomplish. And just because things didn't look good today doesn't mean that it won't change in the next hour or so, and just to stay positive and optimistic.
Mm-hmm. Tawanda, what about you?
It's an awesome question. And honestly speaking, I learned a long time ago, and I made a decision to be a part of the solution and not the problem. I know that I shared a little of what I was going through when I found out about COVID, but just like Phoenix said, and I know so many other people that have children, the school's an issue, just like there was something going on YouTube a little while ago where they were talking about sending the kids back to school, and they were talking about basically, like, this could be an opportunity to, if you're going to sacrifice, like, sacrifice the kids. Like, they're younger, like, they don't matter. And I can't remember what celebrity actually said that, but to me, I see that they actually seem like they're doing it, because there's no way in hell these kids need to be in school. 1,200 cases over in Mississippi College, can't think of the school, that they recently just actually talked about. That is ridiculous. And I do understand it's funding, because if they don't go back to school, that, you know, they have housing, they have sports, they have all these different things, but we must find another way. The government has to come up off some money, because we know that's just ridiculous. Don't sacrifice people's life. We got to get strategic. One thing, I was listening to something on the news, and somebody said, shut it down. Like, literally, we need to find a way to shut things back down, let essential workers go do what they do, find a cure for this thing, and let's find alternate plans. Let's not let the driving force be money, because we need to find another way. The government, we're cash rich. The United States has trillions, gazillions of dollars. Well, now it's time to stop giving it to the people that work here, and give it out to the people that really, truly need it. So one of the things that I want to say in specific, I was having a conversation with a young lady that tuned in to Clutch podcast last night. She really, really loved it. And she said, hey, I really love the movement. I really want to help, and I have some great ideas. And she said that about 2 years ago, she lives in Phoenix also, and she said that she started a Facebook group, and she started posting jobs for different people that needed jobs. And then she ended up building with different job recruiters, and now she has a group of over 8,000 people in that city and state that needs jobs. And she said, hey, I love to be able to do that through Real Girlfriends Across America. We can reach people, help them find jobs, et cetera, build with people that are able to hire people. And I said, I think that's great. So that's one thing that I'm super excited about being a part of, to help put out information that can be a blessing to millions of people. Because guess what? There's a lot of jobs out there. There's a lot of opportunity. There's a lot of people hiring with virtual opportunities. A lot of people may want to start businesses. People are wanting to make multiple streams of income. Because guess what? When COVID happened, no one was really prepared. A lot of new businesses closed down. A lot of old businesses closed down because it was a huge financial hit. And, yeah, the stimulus came out. I think it was $1,200, $1,300, $1,400 or something. But what good is that? What can that really do for families? What can that really do for children? So that's what I want to be a part of the solution, being able to help people create resources, share resources, continue to have conversations like this, Kay, so we can brainstorm and truly, truly make a difference. Just like your call tonight said, trudging through a pandemic. Well, guess what? We're still in a pandemic. So we got to continue to talk about it, and we got to continue to find out how we can help others, and we got to continue to share the information with others as well.
Right, right. Alexis, what about you?
It's really hard to say something to somebody that is going through it all, because the truth of the matter is, unless you are that person or unless you're in the same boat walking in those same pair of shoes, no matter what you say to somebody, I hate to put it like this, it's not really going to encourage them. Like, for example, if somebody just lost a job, and you said, oh, don't worry, tomorrow is a brand new day with a clean slate, and and it will be better. If you say that to someone who just lost a job, they're going to look at you like, hey, I have no way to continue to put a roof over my head, clothes on my back, food on my table, et cetera, and pay my bills, and that's all you have to say. So the only way that you can help is what Tawanda just mentioned, is unless you can hand this person, say, hey, you just lost your job. I have a new job position for you. This person is looking to hire, so here you go. So I think the best way that we could spread the positivity is, instead of just saying encouraging words, to put it to action too.
Awesome point. Very good point. I think that you're right. I think that just saying words without putting action behind it is empty, because there are people right now who don't have food. And there's food literally, I don't know if you guys seen on the news, but there's food literally just being thrown out every day because they can't transport it enough because of the pandemic. And so if you know someone that doesn't have food and you happen to have an extra slice of bread, like, share it. You know, I mean, if you don't help take care of someone, and one day you don't have someone to take care of you, there's no one, you have no one to blame but yourself, because I truly believe in karma. What goes around comes around. If you know that you know someone is in need and you have something that can help that person, share it. Phoenix, what about you?
Man, you know, I agree a lot on what was being said. You know, you can't really just say words and think people are going to be okay of that. You know, I, and coming from somebody like me, all I do is speak positivity. At least I try to, you know. But I think in the long, as you're speaking this positivity, there has to be some type of action, you know, and not just coming from us, but from that individual person that is going through it. You have to look through different sources or different outcome. You can't always depend on other people, which is what our issue is today. You know, a lot of people are so dependent on other people that we don't know how to find the source and the answer ourselves. And sometimes you can't, especially right now, you know, because there's so many people that are going through it. But like you guys said, the best way to be able to support each other in the background of as far as what we're going through is looking out for each other, as far as, like, if there are certain jobs, like for me, my job is consistently hiring. So when I know I see a single mother or parent, not even just a mother, but a parent or anybody that is looking for a job, immediately I give them my number. I say, here, hit us up. If you are willing to take on this challenge, if you really need the job, if you really need them, come work with us. You know, and I do that for a lot, but it's up to that person to want to do it. And I think during this time, I see that a lot of people have become lazy. And not in a bad way. I just think they were depending too much on the government, and they weren't prepared for the government to take away what was given to us. And moving forward, that's why I say sometimes you got to step up and just find that answer yourself. But you do got to surround yourself with the right people as well in order for that to happen.
Yeah. You know, I think just because we've only got about 5 minutes left in the show, but I think that it's really important to just sort of recap some of the important points that you guys brought up. Just trying, even though times may seem impossible and really difficult and you may not see the light at the end of the tunnel, tell yourself that you will make it. Because if you can keep that hope in your heart, no matter how dark it is, you will survive. Another important thing is if you have something, if you have money, if you have food, share what you can. You don't have to empty out your pockets or pay your last dime, but share what you can. What goes around comes around. All of those things, do it. It is not that hard to feed someone. It really isn't.
Right.
You can go to the dollar store and buy a loaf of bread and some bologna for $2 and give it to somebody who doesn't have food. It's that easy. You know,
I've done that too. I've actually had people come to my house and I would make dinner for them and their children, and I allow them to leave here with some food, because I agree with that 100%. Yes.
Right. Like, we all need to sort of get in this mindset that if we don't help someone, we may be their last recourse. We have to get in that mindset because it's dark right now. They're very dark. So, do any of you have any last thoughts?
I just want to share something that I've learned. Oh.
Yeah, go ahead. And
go
we
ahead,
actually
baby.
Have about 15
ahead,
minutes,
queen.
Actually. No, go ahead, Phoenix. Go ahead.
Okay. I think, I forgot what I was going to say. You go ahead. Let me recap real quick. Go ahead.
I apologize. This is Tawanda. I just want to diddle what Kay said, because it's really, sometimes it's the smallest thing that you could actually do. But I would be remiss if I didn't say this, and that's why I said I know we have at least 15 extra minutes, because sometimes we can talk about something. We talk about all types of things on here. However, someone needs to hear this, because we're talking about trudging through a pandemic, and everyone is going through something different. A lot of people have died. Millions have died.
Mm-hmm.
I heard of a story over in Louisiana where a couple, a newlywed, they had been married. I'm not sure how long they had been married, but the guy caught COVID, and she said, you know, not only did he died alone, because she couldn't even be near him. And there's so many stories. I know in my hometown, a single mom died, left 5 kids behind, and she worked as an essential worker. And they said at her job, the guy over the whole department, he was in the hospital for a month with COVID, got out of the hospital, came back to work the next day. Now, I'm not saying he gave it to her. I don't know that. But I'm saying to myself, if you're in the hospital for a month, would you come right back to work? I mean, I don't know how that works. You know, people are going through things. And I said this to say, and when we had an election, I think it was almost 8 years ago, and this is not any political sign. This is about the point and the purpose. What the former president has said was, you know, when we were rallying around having this change campaign, we said, we are the change, because unfortunately, someone is always waiting on someone else to do something. Unfortunately, someone is waiting on the president. Look in the mirror. That's who is going to do change. So my thing is, we're still that same change, okay? So as we're on this call tonight, we can't just be here just to be here. We have to be about action. We have to do something to help at least one other person, and eventually it will pay it forward. We are enough to help someone else, no matter how large or how small, because we are the change. So I just really want to say that. I want to reiterate that. I'm all for change. I'm all for helping anyone.
Amen.
Guess what? I can Google and research all day. I have a lot of people find jobs. Hey, well, I can't find a job. Okay, well, I know somebody can help you, or I can get on Google. I can get on Craigslist, or I can get on Indeed. It's something so small. And lastly, Phoenix, you were talking about kids. God bless the kids. God bless the parents. Because guess what? Families are struggling. Families can't even go to work right now because they don't have adequate child care, and it's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
People are really going through it. I'm not going through it like that, and I'm very grateful. But guess what? I'm also willing to help someone else. So thank you for this call. Thank you for this opportunity to share that.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you.
Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead.
I work in healthcare, so I'm just going to look at it from a healthcare point of view. Like, a lot of people, they don't want to follow the social distancing rules. They just assume that as long as they stay 6 feet apart or as long as they don't come into contact with anybody, they'll be fine. So a lot of people right now, they are very selfish. They don't want to look at the bigger picture. So the reason why it's 6 feet apart, because unfortunately COVID passes through droplets. Droplets stay on surfaces, and you never know if somebody had coughed on the surface before you got there. So the wearing of masks, the 6 feet apart, is for your own good. Because symptoms, even if you don't see any symptoms, does not necessarily mean you do not have COVID. Because it takes up to 14 days for you to show symptoms. So let's just say that if you came into contact with a surface that had COVID, you wiped your hands and you put it on your face, however you want, or you came into contact with someone. In the 14 days it takes for you to get sick, imagine how many people you had came into contact with, right? So, but as to the economy and people relying on the government, sadly, more people are losing their jobs because companies can't afford to stay open and pay for their workers to stay at home. So the people who are not essential workers, they're getting pretty desperate in a way to find money. Because let's just say if I owned a small business and tomorrow I decided to reopen my doors, right? If I have 10 non-essential workers who have not been working for over 6 months, even if those people have been in contact with COVID, if they had it, if somebody in their house had it, or if they've been exposed, do you really honestly think those 10 people are going to be honest and say, yo, I would love to come back, but I think I've been exposed to COVID? No, they're going to go to work because they need a way to feed themselves, need a way to take care of their families. So I think, like, unfortunately, the worst is yet to come because COVID cases are climbing again. People are trying to figure a way how to keep their businesses open. People are trying to figure out a way how to safely take care of themselves, take care of their families. And it's just a mess out there, and it's really scary times.
Right. Does anyone have one last thing to say before we wrap it up?
You know, I want to share all my energy with you guys, and, you know, I hope we all feel each other's energy through this conversation and we really leave here learning something and helping other people out as far as what we speak about and really move forward as far as with our words and really step up and do something instead of just speaking out.
Exactly. Right. I think, as you guys said, like, right now, words are pretty empty. Like, action means everything. If you know someone in need, help them, because it could be you. It really could be you. I just want to thank you, ladies, for tuning in tonight, and we are going to wrap up the show. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yes, thank you for having us, Queen.
Have a good night.
Thank you for listening
you too.
To yet another episode of Clutch, a podcast by Real Girlfriends Across America. Clutch onto us tight by following us on all of our social media platforms. This includes Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and Facebook. Like, share, and follow us. Did you miss an episode? Don't worry. You can listen to us anywhere where podcasts are being played, including Apple Podcasts, Google, Anchor, Spotify, and Speaker. Don't forget to watch us on YouTube by searching for Real Girlfriends Across America. and visit our website at www.realgirlfriends.org. And until next time, touch on to your best friend and stay tuned.